Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist On Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grossons from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. The self-indulgent indifference of one species to the fate of all others on the planet undergoes a bit of a reversal in the following short tale. The Mink. Once a mink tried on a sable coat. "Stunning!" the furrier exclaimed. "Stunning! Simply you!" The mink turned around and around in front of the store mirror to get a better view of itself. Yes, the sable was stunning. There was no other word for it. Pressing the soft, soft fur of the collar to his cheeks, the mink relished the image of luxury and style there in the glass before it. Who could resist the thrill of walking down the avenue wrapped in elegance like this? The mink had heard the arguments against buying sable coats, to be sure, but quite frankly, it had grown rather bored of them. What was wrong with indulging a few creature comforts every once in a while? A line should be drawn somewhere, the mink supposed. Pigskin jackets, or calfskin, or sheepskin ones, alligator shoes, kid gloves, snakeskin watch bands, chinchilla, or sable coats. How could you look your best without them? The fact that these animals' hides were in such demand was their problem. When you thought about it with a cool head, not the minks. "That's the top of this year's line, absolutely the top," the furrier murmured admiringly. "You won't find anything to equal it, I assure you." The mink buried its face in the soft fur again for a long time before returning its gaze slowly to the mirror and asking, "You wouldn't happen to have anything in human, by chance?" More fables and parables, like the one you've just heard, are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, and audio CD collections of selected tales can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page of the website.